love lay me down on this soil when my time comes. Country boy, country baby, when I die I'll be country. Through the highs and lows of where I've been, still my soul and in the blood I shed, I'll never be afraid to raise that flag. I will stand and tell the truth, right here with the stars and
the 7 o'clock news this morning is sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 16 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Adobe Analytics projects that $40.6 billion will be spent shopping online between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. But some shoppers like finding bargains the old-fashioned way, on foot. Renee Brown was one of them. She was at an outlet mall in Commerce, California.
It always shocks me when I step, on the grounds here. But you know what? People are excited. They're excited to get out. And like I said, it's kind of like a sport to some people.
But weather could further complicate the holiday period for millions. There are nearly 1.5 million people under lake effect snow warnings from New York to Ohio. The president of Mexico told reporters there will not be a tariff war with the United States. It's after President-elect Trump threatened tariffs on Mexico and Canada over immigration. And French President Macron led a televised visit to the Notre Dame Cathedral, showing off the reconstruction 5 years after the devastating fire. It officially reopens next month. This is ABC News. It's election day in Ireland. The polls are open in what's been described as a close-fought election campaign. Back in the U.S., there are salmonella worries forcing an egg recall.
Hanson Brook Farms is voluntarily recalling over 10,000 units of Kirkland Signature Organic pasture-raised 24-count eggs due to potential salmonella contamination. The affected eggs were sold at Costco locations in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee starting November 22nd. While no illnesses have been reported, salmonella can cause serious infections, particularly in vulnerable individuals. The eggs can be returned to Costco for a full refund. More information on the FDA website. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New warnings from China about a new potential trade fight over computer chips. Chinese officials now say they would take, quote, necessary actions if the U.S. blacklists Chinese chip makers. There are reports the Biden administration could put new restrictions on trade with hundreds of Chinese companies. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. we do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, clouds giving way to some breaks of sunshine, but some flurries yet remain this morning. Highs of 23, northwest winds 12 to 22. Tonight, lows of 10, partly cloudy to clear with northwest winds of around 10. Saturday, lots of sunshine, but highs of only 22, northwest winds 8 to 16. And Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, highs of 25. With winds out of the east at 5, we're at 15 degrees.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Good morning. I'm Bo Henriksen for Phil Nee on this Friday, where it is a cool start to the day, but I'm sure for a lot of people, a busy one, being Black Friday for all those big shoppers out there that want to get the deals, falling on a day where in the next few days, a lot of deals going on between the different days of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Right now, though, we'll start this hour off with Jason Aldean. Should have been a cowboy.
Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go ask young man, haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert star. Just like Gene Roy, singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy, singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
We love you, Toby.
It is the 29th of November. We're almost into the month of December. But before we get there today, as we look back on this day in entertainment history, in 1979 on this day, the four original members of KISS performed together for what they thought was the last time. But later they would reunite 20 years later in 1996. Heads Carolina, Tails California, the classic by Joe DiMassina here on WRCO. This weekend, the Weston Music Department will host its 43rd craft fair with two gyms full of vendors on Saturday from 8 to 2. There will also be concessions available, sponsored by the Weston Sheep Project.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The half-price sale is happening now at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. From today through Sunday, buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss out on big savings for the whole family on shoes and clothing. Mr. G's is open today through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., with a sale ending this Sunday. But hurry, special orders and layaways aren't included. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meets savings during November.
Choose Mr. G.
Don't miss the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Get a sofa love seat set for only $699.99 or save up to $500 with their Black Friday coupons. Plus, all home decor and accessories is 25% off. And don't forget to check out the new products from FlexSteel and the highly rated Nectar mattresses. Shop the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Fraser, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic blue and white spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Getting a flu shot and COVID booster doesn't just protect you. It protects everyone you come in contact with. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is currently accepting appointments for our flu and COVID vaccine clinic. Vaccines are currently available at all TRHC locations, including our Spring Green and Muscadet clinics. If you already have an appointment with your primary care provider, these vaccines can also be given at that time. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccines for everyone 6 months and older. Call today to schedule an appointment.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total Nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Well, it's Bo today riding in for your Roundup. Phil and Hank giving them the day off. Of course, Phil, the birthday boy, it's understandable. And Hank, well, I think he's still full from Thanksgiving, but I am here with you on this Friday morning, and today I figured, why don't we talk a bit about some of the big Christmas gifts over the years, since it is Black Friday shopping. And, you know, going back all the way to the 1950s, was looking at some of the big items from that year, which included Mr. Potato Head, the original Barbie doll, Play-Doh, hula hoops, Matchbox cars, Tonka trucks, Frisbees, troll dolls, and Pez dispensers. That was the big prize and presents of the 1950s. Well, we move to the 1960s, and you have the Etch-a-Sketchers, Easy Bake Ovens, G.I. Joe figurines, remote control cars, and Barbie's first dream house. Into the 1970s, and here's where you start getting presents like Nerf balls, Paddington Bear, Rubik's Cubes, Stretch Armstrong toys. I do remember seeing a lot of those when I was a kid from my uncles and my cousins, but Star Wars figurines, Simon, the memory game, and Barbie Dreamhouse makes a return. In the 1980s, you started having the big hits being the Cabbage Patch Kids, Polly Pockets, Transformer figures, Care Bears, Legos, and My Little Pony toys. Now, once we get into the 1990s, something a little more where I definitely can resonate with a lot of these presidents, but some of the big presents over the years. In 1995, the big present was Beanie Babies. Yeah, those little stuffed animals that you could pick up. I had a good small amount of those until my little brother and sister were born. Then not a lot of them survived. But, when it came to Beanie Babies, some of those going for quite a bit of money, depending on which one you had, especially ones with the manufacturing flaws. Other popular gifts that year included Pogs, Skydancers, and the original PlayStation. In 1996, I remember this one, the big item being Tickle Me Elmo. I think either my younger brother or sister got it that year, but did they? I remember the item, though. A lot of people wanted that item. There were bids, disputes, fist fights, black market sales, and even stampedes over the doll and its craze. In the following January, People Magazine published a story about the chaos, including a Walmart employee who suffered a pulled hamstring, injuries to his back, jaw, and knee, a broken rib, and a concussion. And I don't think he maybe injured his funny bone. Tickle Me Elmo style. Yikes. Other popular gifts that year included Buzz Lightyear, the foam and color Barbie, and Lisa Frank merchandise. In 1997, the big prize was the Tamagotchi, if you had any of those. I actually never did have a Tamagotchi. I had a couple friends that had them, and they were very glued to them. I had a younger brother, so I really didn't need a Tamagotchi. But an interesting fact, an English pet cemetery owner named Terry Squires set aside part of his cemetery for dead Tamagotchi. People from all over the world would mail him their Tamagotchis and he would perform burials for them. Interesting. Some of the other popular gifts from 1997 included Batman figures, the Nintendo 64, and GoldenEye 007. But if you did get the N64, you probably also got GoldenEye 007, at least some point. That was the popular game for that system. I remember getting a whole bunch of friends together, and four of you would go head-to-head in that game, and someone would always pick Odd Job, and it was always hard to get at that guy. He was so small. In 1998, the popular gift, Furby. Yeah, the National Security Agency banned Furbies from their Maryland base due to the concern that the toys would record and repeat confidential information. Yikes. Other popular toys that year included Bop It, Pro-Yo, and the Laser Challenge. 1999, the popular item was Pokemon. Other popular gifts included the Nintendo Game Boy Camera and Taiko Rebound. In 2000, the popular gift was the Razor Scooter. If you had one of those, over 5 million Razor scooters were sold within the first 6 months of its release. Some of the other items included the Barbie airplane and finger skateboards. I did have a finger skateboard. And just like in real life with a real skateboard, my skills kind of mirrored that, which was not that good. But once in a while, I could get it to maybe do a flip. In 2001, the popular item was Bratz dolls. Some of the other popular gifts included the Rapunzel Barbie, the Bob the Builder, and Xbox, the original Xbox. In 2002, the popular item was Beyblades. Also, there was the For Real Pets, Lord of the Rings figures, and Lego Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets. In 2003, the popular item was Robo Sapien. I don't think I'm very familiar with that, but apparently it was popular because over 1.5 million Robo Sapiens were sold that holiday season. Some of the other popular gifts included the Nokia N-Gage, the Hokey Pokey Elmo, and electronic Hulk hands. That sounds fun. If that's what I'm thinking of, the giant, green hands that you would put on and you could pretend to be the Hulk, that sounds like fun. In 2004, the popular item was the Nintendo DS. Known for being very durable, many people over the world have tested this, putting it in extremely hot and cold temperatures and putting it in water only for the device to still function properly. I would not recommend doing that. I'll just take their word for it. Other popular gifts included the iPod Mini, The Sims 2, and digital cameras. In 2005, the year that I graduated, the popular item was the Xbox 360. More than 70 million Xbox 360 consoles have been sold worldwide. Other popular gifts included the iPod Nano, Star Wars lightsabers, and the iPod transmitter. In 2006, it was the PlayStation 3 that was the popular item. And this is another entry on the list that would cause chaos during its release. There were several incidents of riots, muggings, and robberies over the console. Some of the other popular gifts, a return of the Tickle Me Elmo, Wii Sports, and Barbie Princess Genevieve doll. In 2007, the popular item would be iPod Touch, which was the most popular iPod model. Also, Guitar Hero 3, Heroes of Rock, Barbie Girls, and Spots. In 2008, the popular item was the Nintendo Wii. Moving forward, though, in 2009, Juju Pets, the iPad. In 2010, the Wii U. In 2012, in 2014, the popular item was Elsa dolls. Along with its movie dominating the box office, Frozen dominated the toy industry, being the biggest part of Disney's $4 billion in merchandise sales. In 2015, the Star Wars Remote Control BB-8. That was pretty cool, too. I remember that. In 2016, the NES Classic Edition. I actually have the SNES Classic Edition, which is like a little portable. It looks like kind of like a Super Nintendo, but it's really small. And it comes with a couple of controllers you can plug in, and it comes preset with a lot of games from the Super Nintendo. Fun to take along with you sometimes to play, you know, if you're going someplace or you have to spend overnight somewhere. In 2017, the Nintendo Switch. In 2018, AirPods. In 2019, returning again, Elsa dolls, because it was Frozen 2. And 2020 had the PlayStation 5. So taking a look at over the years, a lot of items being the big ones to pick up, especially trying to get Black Friday deals on some of those. And it'll be interesting to see what ends up being picked up this year as the big ticket item. But nonetheless, good luck to all of you out there who are getting out there to get those deals. But don't forget, it is Black Friday, but you also can help support local business tomorrow with a Small Business Saturday. And there'll be a lot of great deals there as well. So you can get out and shop local. And then, of course, you'll have Cyber Monday. And also my favorite, well, not my favorite, but one that I've done plenty of time, the day before Christmas shopping, Christmas Eve shopping for some of you. A little harder to do. You're kind of limited where you go to get the deals. A lot of them include gas stations. But hey, over the years, gas stations have definitely upgraded. You can get a lot of different types of gift cards there, you know, candy. Who doesn't love candy? And gift certificates for gas. So, and everybody loves, everybody needs gas at some point, right? Anyway, though, hopefully you have a great season coming up and bounce back from the Thanksgiving full stomach.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Stop down to see the brand new addition to our company, Bed and Linen. Our professional staff will help you select the most suitable Wisconsin-made mattress by American Bedding. We also offer a full line of adjustable bases, pillows, and sheets that can significantly improve your sleep quality. Make the short drive to Spring Green today and visit the new Wirtz Bed and Linen or call 588-0202.
Now that Thanksgiving's over and your kitchen is mostly put back together, you're probably ready to get some serious holiday shopping done. Perfect timing, because Macy's Black Friday is going on right now. And if you weren't planning on coming to Macy's this weekend, then you're missing out on the best deals, on the best gifts, like big savings on Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and more top active brands. So, ready to check off your list at Macy's? Good, because these deals are all over tomorrow.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss Take and Bake Pies and famous apple cider donuts, still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
This morning's birthdays and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, we have a nice handful of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out today. Of course, we want to start off by saying happy birthday to our fearless leader, Phil Nee, who is celebrating his birthday today from all of us here at WRCO. Also, happy birthday to Phil Nee, Doug Tyler, Cheryl Kinney, Brent Clausius, and Laverne Gulsrud from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wish Ryan Baker, Sarah Butler, and Debbie Cup a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Phil Nee from the Little Willow Birthday Club. The Richland Center Primary School would like to wish Liam Veith a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Pat Turnipseed from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Also, happy birthday today to Pat Turnipseed from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Birthday wishes once more going out to Phil Nee today. Happy birthday from the neighbor kids, Cohen, Avaya, Laura, and Cole. Happy birthday to Phil today from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday as well to Phil Nee and Pat Turnipseed from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier today to Andy and Liz Niemeyer. Also, happy anniversary to Andy and Liz Niemeyer from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy anniversary wishes today going out to Ed and Linda Jones from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. And happy anniversary blessings to Ed and Linda Jones from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Happy 55th anniversary. To all of you celebrating your birthday today or your anniversary, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO, but also from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
Well, we're nearing the time for our morning news, which is right around the corner. But as we're heading there, here's Charlie Pride.
Standing on the mountain, looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops are falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here, and many times I cry. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Crying hard to find you some.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. This Small Business Saturday weekend, we will be having an inventory reduction sale. Today and tomorrow, you can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers in stock. This sale is for 2 days only, and it's a perfect time to stock up so that you can stay creative. The Creative Outlet store hours are 9 to 5 on both days. We can't wait to help you find the products that you need to help you outlet your creativity.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 15 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Clouds giving way to breaks of sunshine, breezy and cold with some flurries yet this morning. High of 23 with northwest winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and frigid with a low of 10. Currently in Richland Center, we have east to northeast winds at 7 miles per hour, and it is 15 degrees.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV & Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool, featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media Newsroom. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Whooping cough continues to spread, and state health officials want people to be safe. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Almost 1,900 people have tested positive for pertussis or whooping cough here in Wisconsin this year. It starts out feeling like the average cold that can make it tough to know when you have it. Anybody can catch it at any age, but it can be particularly dangerous for babies and people with compromised immune systems. 76 Wisconsin babies have been hospitalized so far this year. Right now, lots of young people are getting it. Half of all the cases here in the Badger State have been in kids ages 11 to 18. It's called whooping cough because of the sound people often make when they have it. But health officials say teens and adults typically don't present with that telltale cough, and some young kids may not do it either. Of course, nobody wants to be left out of holiday festivities, but staff from the Department of Health Services say stay home if you're sick.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced $4.3 million in funding to help residents affected by the opioid crisis. The funding will be used to create disaster relief positions through the National Health Emergency Dislocated Worker Grant to provide humanitarian needs as a result of the opioid use. The opioid crisis was declared a public health emergency in 2017 with the rise of fentanyl, and since then, opioid-related hospitalizations and overdose deaths have risen sharply. For service members leaving the military, finding the right job can be a tough transition, which has an impact on their whole family. Normally, troops go through a transition assistance program to help them land on their feet, but the Department of Labor has a new program where they've partnered with companies and businesses who want to hire veterans. It provides a one-on-one coaching to military members and their spouses. This program is in the pilot phase right now, but James Rodriguez from the Department of Labor says they want to expand it further.
And we're going to look to build that out even more in the future, so we can hope to do the same type of support for every service member in the future, which would be ideal. However, it does take a lot more work and a lot more resources to make sure that this program can be successful in the future.
As of August, the Employment Navigator and Partnership Program has helped more than 18,000 veterans and family members. November is Military Family Appreciation Month. A final report on THC-contaminated food from a Dane County pizzeria is in. Public Health Madison and Dane County on Tuesday released its final report detailing an investigation into THC-contaminated menu items accidentally sold in late October from Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton. According to that report, at least 85 people developed symptoms after eating pizza, sandwiches, cheese bread, and garlic bread that were made using oil containing Delta-9. The commercial kitchen used by Famous Yeti's supports several businesses, including a state-licensed operation which makes products containing legal Delta-9. Those affected ranged in age from 1 to 91 years old, including 8 people under age 18. Investigators say a bus driver was to blame for driving into the front of a home in western Wisconsin. A school bus leaving the depot in Holman early Tuesday morning crashed into the front of a home. The state patrol says the bus was in working condition and that the 76-year-old driver was at fault. One person inside the home was injured. The driver will receive citations but does not face charges. A Madison resident was robbed at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace exchange. Madison police say the victim was trying to buy a cell phone through the Facebook classifieds on Tuesday. The sellers watched cash for the phone or wanted cash for the phone, but when the victim came to make the trade, the two suspects walked off with the money. When the victim tried to stop them, one of the suspects pulled a gun on them. Police say you should always do these sorts of trades in a public area. Madison police offer up secure areas at their police stations for that purpose. The City of Richland Center reminds residents that alternate side parking begins Sunday at 12:01 a.m. and will run through Friday, February 28th. People parking vehicles on city streets are required to abide to alternate side parking regulations each night between December 1st and February 28th. Alternate side parking enforcement will take place randomly throughout the week, in addition to when the city receives an accumulation of snow and/or ice. Alternate side parking will be enforced between the hours of 12:01 and 7 a.m. Alternate side parking requires vehicles to be parked on the odd-numbered side of the street on odd-numbered dates and even-numbered side of the street on even-numbered dates. Residents need to remember that the date during the overnight hours of 12:01 to 7 a.m. determines odd or even side parking. Owners of vehicles in violation of alternate side parking regulations will be subject to a parking ticket. During a period of unusually severe winter weather, the city may declare a snow removal emergency. During a snow removal emergency, parking is prohibited on all city streets and highways. Residents would be required to find off-street parking for up to 72 hours or until snow removal operations are declared completed by the Public Works Superintendent. Violations of a snow removal emergency will result in a ticket. Tuning in to WRCO, checking the City of Richland Center website, or checking the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page can keep you up to date on all alternate side parking and snow emergency information.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Friday, November 29th. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died November 19th. Funeral services will be held today at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center today from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola. Mark James Del Camp, 66 of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Del Camp, 66 of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54 of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54 of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54 of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. John Hambone Deckert, 54 of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River. Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to NextGen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland. Bernard Johnson, 98 of Rolling Ground, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Philip's Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Burial will follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bernard Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, December 11th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, December 11th, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday, December 14th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, Saturday, December 14th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals. 2 days packed with incredible savings, from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices. Stock up for the holidays or find the perfect gift. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. Walsh's Ace, your place for savings, selection, and service. In Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9.